today I want to remind you of God's Word and His promises for us. Today I want to talk to all of us Christians, but if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, these promises can be for you as well. We're in the time of crisis with the economy here in the United States, with our health, with our families. But we need to remember what the Scriptures tell us what to do in these times of needs. One of the things is that we need to be content. Our finances have nothing to do with God's promises. We just need to be content with where we are right now in Him. Philippians 4:11 through 13. I'm going to read it out of the King James, and then we're going to go to the Message. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And now I want to read this out of the Message Bible. Same verses, Philippians 4:11 through 13. Actually, I don't have any sense of needing anything personally. I have learned now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much. With much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. If you're working and have a job, praise God. Be content in that. If you're unemployed, praise God and be content in that. If your work has forced you to take a decrease in pay so that you can keep your job, praise God and be content in it. Remember, your help comes from the Lord God Almighty. And we need to learn to be content. We need to say, God, wherever you've placed me right now, I need to be content and happy where I'm at. And through that light shines out to others. And they see, even in the hard times and in the good times, because you know that the Father is there to take care of you. And He will. Psalms 12:1 through 2, and this came out of the King James Version, says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. You know, we look around at all the things that are around us. We look to our jobs. We look to the world itself and what's around us and the government programs to help us out in those times of need. And that's what the psalmist David is saying here. I will lift up my eyes into the hills. But where does the help come from? It doesn't come from man. It only comes from the Father in heaven, who made heaven and earth. I looked at Matthew Henry's commentary on these two verses, and he says the psalmist teaches two things. One, to stay ourselves upon God as a God of power and a God of all sufficient for us. Let me say that again. A God all sufficient for us. Secondly, to comfort ourselves in God when our difficulties and dangers are greatest. It is here promised that if we put our trust in God and keep in the way of our duty, we shall be safe under His protection. God will sustain you and keep you during these times. If we just keep doing what He's commanded us to do, then we will be safe and under His protection. Timothy puts it this way And I'm going to read it out of the King James, and then I'll read it out of the Message again. This is 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8. And if you don't get this, you can go to our website, www.hidingplaceministry.com, and on the front page will be today's message sometime later today, and you can pull the notes from it and go back over this. It says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." And out of the Message it says, "A devout life does bring wealth, but it's the rich simplicity of being yourself before God. Since we enter this world penniless and we leave it penniless, if we have bread on the table and shoes on our feet, that's enough. Without God, we can do nothing. We have nothing. So let us be content. God will supply your needs." And here's his promise to us. This comes out of Hebrews 13:5. And it says, "Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrew, again in the Message Bible, it says, "Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assures us, I never let you down, never walk off and leave you." With knowing this, we can relax and be content. We can be joyful because our Father which is in heaven has promised us he will not let us down and will never walk away from us. It is only us who can walk away from God when we do not let God take care of our needs. We are left with a commission to do the will of the Father, and that commission is to see people won to the kingdom of heaven. By trusting in him gives us the ability and the freedom to do that work without fear of our livelihood. He is the sustainer of the needs of our life. And I want to read you again the promises of God, Matthew 6, 25 through 32. And I'm just going to read it out of the Message Bible because everybody's read this scripture many times. And I'm just going to read it out of the Message today. "If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtime or whether the clothes in your closet are fashionable. There is far more to your life than food you put in your mouth, more than your outer appearance, than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfeathered, untied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more hit to him than the birds. Has anyone, by fussing in front of a mirror, ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They never primp nor shop, but have you ever seen colors and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women of the country look shabby alongside of them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of the wildflowers, most of which are never ever seen, don't you think he attends to you? Take pride in you. Do his best for you. What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so that you can respond to God's giving. People who do not know God, the way he works, fuss over these things, but you know both God and how He works. Steep up your life in God reality, God's initiative, God's provision. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow, for God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So let us seize the moment and do the will of the Father, for He has and will take care of your needs, whether it be in want or abundance. He is watching over you, making provisions for you as you do the Father's will. And the Father's will is to seek the Father, seek His righteousness, and your needs will be met. You know, we need to just sit back. We need to relax. We need to know that someone's taking care of it. We need to be like children again with our parents. We never worried about where the next meal was coming from because mom and dad was going to take care of that. They were going to make sure that you had something on the table. You never worried about clothing and whether it was clean or not because mom and dad would make sure that you had clothes and that they were washed and that you would have something clean to wear. We need to be that child over again with the Father, not being concerned about those things, just loving God. Just as our children love us, we need to show that same love to the Father. We need to become little children again and say, "It's all about You, Daddy God. Father, I love You, and I want to be with You, and I want to do Your will, and I want to do those things You've called me to do, and I don't want to have to worry about tomorrow, and Your promises are there. It's yes and amen." To end today's message, I want to replay one of the songs that we played earlier. Listen to the words of this. It's called "But For Your Grace" is going to be our closing prayer today.
But for Your grace, I could not be saved. But for Your grace, I'm good my way. I'm forever that You have been faithful to me, Lord, for Your amazing grace. But for Your grace, I cannot be saved. But for Your grace, I would go my way. I'm forever sweet the sound that saves.